The fall. We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Why is voting rights so important for the Senate to address now?
Because it is absolutely essential to our democracy. If we do not pass this legislation, it's clear that the Republicans will try to undermine our democracy, as they did on January 6th.
Yes, that's why. So today is the big Biden voting rights speech in Georgia, and it's going to happen in about an hour or so, and we'll dip in and see if there's any reason to stay in with it, or if this is just a speech. Look, I will say today is a very special day. It's a moment in history. It's Howard's birthday. And that means that I am now sleeping with a 68-year-old man.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. It has happened, everybody. It has happened. Yeah, you know, I don't want to say Howard is old, but very few birthdays, you know, are marked with Roman numerals. Let's just say his first one was. I don't know. But no cake, because look at the fires. I mean, really, the backdraft alone, it's too much global warming. We can't. We just can't. You know, if I lit the cake, firefighters would have to, you know, light a backfire and let the blaze burn itself out at this point. It's sad. You know, listen, when Betty White died, you know what Howard said? So young, so young. Know what he said last night to me about Bob Saget? He's the same age as you. I go, no, he's not. I'm younger than Bob Saget. Yeah, but not by much. So welcome, everybody, to, you know, my life. But anyway, it is a moment in history, not just because it's Howard's birthday, but because we have a shot at saving democracy. We have a shot at persuading some of the more recalcitrant, oh my God, help me, Democrats who will not carve out constitutionally protected voting rights from meeting its death at the hands of a minority in the Senate by virtue of a stupid Senate rule called the filibuster. Now, I want you to know that Mitch McConnell was threatening Chuck Schumer. They tried to make a deal yesterday, and it didn't work, of course, because Mitch McConnell literally told Chuck Schumer this. He said, if you do away with the filibuster, or however he, you know, said it in slow-mo, in turtle talk, if you get rid of the filibuster, I will fast-track 20 bills that you will hate, 20 bills that have 50, you know, Republican votes, 50 Republican votes that you will hate for up or down votes. And you know what Schumer said? Do it. Do it. I don't care, you know, and hey, I'll make you this deal. I'll let you bring these 20 stupid bills. And I mean, they're horrible. They're like ending, you know, fracking everywhere, just like really heinous, ugly bills that, you know, Republicans are for. And, you know, Schumer said, I'll do it, but you have to trade me. You have to trade me your 20 bills, your 20 bizarre bills for my two voting rights pieces of legislation. And guess what Mitch McConnell said? No. No. Because they don't care about these stupid 20 bills that he's using to threaten, that he's using to, you know, negotiate with. And also, you know, who cares what they vote for in the Senate right now? Who cares? It doesn't matter because, hey, Joe Biden is still the president of the United States. And guess what? The president of the United States gets to do when a bill passes that he doesn't like. Yeah, it's called a veto. So, you know, Schumer called his bluff and said, no problem, no problem. And here they wanted to pass bills about Cuba. They wanted to pass bills about immigration. They wanted to pass bills about fracking everywhere and school districts that don't have in-person learning due to a global pandemic. They wanted to take their money away. This is the Republican priority. They want to take money away from public school systems that don't have in-person learning amid the COVID pandemic. And they also wanted to say that there cannot be any vaccine mandates at all. I mean, this is so haphazard and so bizarre. And Schumer said, go for it. Do it. Have at it. And McConnell backed down and said no. Because, you know, we called his bluff. That's all it was. It's a bluff. So anyway, Biden is going to Georgia and he is going to have some sort of a speech today where he's going to, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what he's going to do. I will say this. People from the civil rights community, some, not all. I mean, Jesse Jackson Jr. will be there. Reverend Al Sharpton will be there. An enormous amount of civil rights activists will be there. But then there's a whole bunch of civil rights activists that are boycotting it because they are peeved, if not pissed, that there's been no action on voting rights legislation at all. Not even a vote, even though the vote would fail because of the filibuster, but they haven't even introduced it to the floor, right? And a lot of people are boycotting it. And one of those people that is not going to be present, and I'll give you the reason we were told, Stacey Abrams, who is the head of Fair Fight, as you know, and is running for the governorship in Georgia, is not going to be present. Now, what's interesting about this is everything, but the reason we were told by the White House that Stacey Abrams won't be there is because there was a scheduling conflict. I'm embarrassed, okay? I'm embarrassed for the White House. How can you say, are you telling me that Stacey Abrams, whose entire purpose on this planet is to have a fair vote, is to have impediments to voting removed for all Americans eligible to vote, is not showing up at the big voting rights speech because the White House neglected to confirm with Stacey Abrams the date and time ahead of the date and time so that she could be there if she so desired? You know, this is the problem with some Democratic, talk. Is that you're talking to us like we're idiots, like we're stupid. No, she's not there because she doesn't think that this bill has a prayer unless and until the filibuster is either set aside for constitutionally protected rights like voting and privacy, I might say, but I don't want to attribute that to her, but voting. And so she doesn't feel the need to stand there for a photo op, which she has determined is what this is. So there you have it. I mean, why do we say to Americans who are obviously paying attention, who obviously care about the free and fair elections of state legislators and governors and senators and House members and presidents, yes, in 2024, why would you say something like Stacey Abrams can't be here because there's a scheduling conflict? That just doesn't. Does it hold water? No. No, it doesn't hold water. Posse traction. You know what I'm saying? It's so easily disproved. But voting rights advocates are saying that the Biden administration has been more talk than action. And I guess the response from the Biden administration is, we'll look into it. Hey, I know, let's form a commission. So the speech is being boycotted by some voting rights groups who are upset over the lack of action. And I will tell you this, part of the reason why some people voted for Joe Biden, not all, but part of the reason why some people voted for Joe Biden is because Joe Biden was a senator for 37 years and might know a thing or two about straightening out the Senate. We'll look into it.
Off. Randy Rhodes Air Force. Air Force. RandyRhodes.com.
I know you love my clothes. I hear from you all the time. So I'm going to share something that you don't know. I am wearing the most comfortable dress pant, yoga pants that you have ever, ever, ever seen in your life. These are the pants you need. They don't sacrifice style, polish, or your personality, but they are, they come in denim. They are heavenly. They are comfortable. They are flexible, but they look like polished dress pants. So, and they have pockets, they're boot cut, joggers, crop, skinny, and a whole lot more. And if you don't love them, there's a 110% money back guarantee so that when you return them, you get 10% more than you spent so you can continue to shop to find the perfect ones for you. It's called Beta Brand, B-E-T-A Brand, right? It's unbelievably great stuff. BETABrand.com/Randy is the URL you're going to use because you can get 30% off right now. And that supports our show. So find out why we buy five different pairs of these pants. Just visit BETABrand.com/Randy for 30% off. Enjoy.